We don't have any chestnuts or anything like that here to grow. So about all we have in the nut line is anything fitting to eat is the walnut, the hickory nut, and the pecans that we have.
When the walnut first comes off the tree, it's got a, well, first it's a green covering on it.
Great big old green covering on it. If you just go and mess that up and get it on your hand, you can't ever get it off of it.
What do you call
it's
that?
It's that juice that dyes your hand, and it can't, but you can just let them alone till they die out, and all that, you know, gets old and brown off of it, and then no trouble to hurl in at all.
What do you call that when it's the green covering or the brown covering on it that you can peel off?
Well, all we know is just walnut juice off the hull.
Okay. And after you take that hull off, you have to crack them.
Yeah, and they're tough to crack.
What do you call that that you crack?
We crack them with a hammer, and they're walnut, and we just take something in and get the food out of it, and it's really good to eat, and makes one of the best cake in the world.
But do you call the hard one the hull too?
The hull's all hard.
What's the kind of nuts that people grow in the ground?
Well, we grow peanuts and chufis.
What's chufis?
Chufis is a little bitty thing about an inch long, or a little bit better, and it's a straight outfit. And you just wash them and clean them off. They're really good to eat. We used to grow them here all the time.
Is that like a peanut?
No, it's not got no hull on it. No hull about it.
And a kind of nut that shapes sort of like your eye.
Hey, we talked about the...
Well, you say that in Hershey bars, you might get Hershey bar with...
Almonds?
Okay. They don't grow here, do they?
No, we don't grow them here.
And
we don't have them.
If you left an apple lying around, it'd get all dried out. You'd say the skin of that dried apple was all...
Willered up.
And it'd get all smaller. It'd be all...
Shrinks.
And a kind of fruit that grows down in Florida.
Well, the biggest thing that grows down there is lemons and oranges.
Say if you had a bowl of oranges and one day you went in to get one and there weren't any left, you'd say the oranges are...
They're all gone.
And... something you make pie out of at Thanksgiving. Big orange thing. People use them at Halloween for jack-o'-lanterns.
Pumpkin pie, you talking about?
Huh?
Is that what you're talking about? Pumpkin pies?
Do y'all grow pumpkins?
Yeah.
What kinds of melons do y'all grow?
And the watermelons? We grow striped ones and gray ones and green ones, and all kinds of color on the outside. And we had two, and there's only two type of meat in a watermelon. One's a yellow meat and one's a red meat that I ever heard tell of.
What other kinds of melons besides watermelons?
Marshmallows.
Hmm?
Marshmallows.
Mm-hmm.
Cantaloupes, melons.
What's the difference?
Well, the cantaloupes and marshmallows, a melon that grows, when it gets ripe, it's yellow. The skin of it turns yellow, and you peel it out and salt it and eat it. It's real good.
How can you tell the difference between a marshmallow and a cantaloupe?
Well, the marshmallows grows bigger. The cantaloupes are a small type melon. They're a small melon.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got a real curvy bark all over them, the good ones is. You can tell the good ones by the kind of a shape that the bark of the top of the melon, melon is. You can tell the good. If it's a slick one, it ain't no count.
What's a little umbrella-shaped thing that grows up in the woods or fields?
Mushrooms.
Hmm?
Mushrooms.
Can you eat those?
We never have. Some people do, but we never have.
Is there another name for mushrooms?
I don't know.
What about toadstool or frog bench or...
Well, they might call them that.
And something people smoke made out of tobacco.
Pipes and cigarettes and everything, cigars and all that stuff.
Did you ever smoke pipes?
Yeah, I smoked crack.
How long have you been smoking cigarettes?
Since 1912. I keep a good box of Roy Tan cigars in my here all the time. I never get without smoking tobacco.
What do you think of the cancer warning?
Well, that's for people that smoke so much. Now you take, I don't know, I've just always been a kind of a fellow that just didn't smoke that much. Now, I get up in the morning, I never smoke a cigarette before breakfast. Never do that. And a package, if I smoke a package like these, two packages will do me 3 days. And a lot of people, 2 and 3 packages a day for them. And them's the folks that the cigarettes hurt. They're smoking too much of it.
Say if someone offered to do you a favor. You didn't want to accept the favor because you didn't want to feel like you owed them anything then. You'd say, I don't want to feel...
obligated.
And... if someone asks you about sundown to do some work, you might say, I got up to work before sunup and I, what, all I'm going to today. Do you ever say, I done and worked, all I'm going to?
Yeah.